Syracuse Common Councilors are trying to get a clearer snapshot of the city's fiscal problems. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, lawmakers have been holding a series of meetings to try to figure out how the council can take a more proactive approach in dealing with an impending budget implosion.
Every couple of weeks, Syracuse Common Council decides to spend money. For example, this week, lawmakers approved more than $2.5 million over the next 3 years to replace parking meters that have become obsolete. Lawmakers say what really would help them make these decisions is a clearer look at just how much money is in city coffers and what's been promised for certain projects, as well as what city departments are forced to spend. Finance Committee Chair Kathleen Joy says there are some spending items lawmakers just don't know how hard to push.
On our agenda that we've been holding for a while are some improvements to City Hall and City Hall Commons. It was about $200,000. And just like we do on our own home budgets, do we need to spend that right now? Is there, you know, you don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish either. So we have to look at every single expenditure and determine whether or not it's the right time to spend it, if at all.
Joy says lawmakers have a role to play in the current fiscal crisis, and they won't rule out any creative ideas that would help the city's bottom line. For example, consolidation of the city police department and other local law enforcement agencies into a metropolitan police agency. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner has said the city of Syracuse will be out of money in 2 years. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.